Good morning.
大家早上好。
新年好。
新年好。
恭喜发财。
恭喜发财。
It appears that Chinese New Year has become the new Christmas.
现在看起来好像中国新年比圣诞节更流行。
20 life-size giant pandas greet a quarter of a million visitors and shoppers every day at the IFC Mall in Hong Kong.
在香港的国际金融中心的这个大商场，每天都有那个前面的前台有20个就像真的熊猫那么大的一个吉祥物，在欢迎差不多有25万人的人次每一天来这里购物。
Sharing in the good luck that these pandas bring means spending money on gifts for family and for friends.
其实呢，要分享这些熊猫带给我们的运气，其实就意味着我们要花钱，买礼物送给我们的家人和朋友们。
And multinational corporations can smell the good fortune.
我想那些国际机构，他很早就闻到了这赚钱的好机会。
Gap.Apple, Starbucks, they're all cashing in. Prosperity is in the air.
我们可以看到像星巴克、像 Gap、像苹果这样的店都趁着机会要大赚一笔。他们甚至新年初一都不休息。
So Chinese New Year, we extend to each other congratulations and we wish each other success.Good health and prosperity.
所以到新年的时候，我们都互相彼此祝愿，说祝愿身体健康，事业繁荣，生意发达。
Now I wondered what my future, what my fortune is for this coming year, so I googled it.
所以我想要看我今年我这运气怎么样，我就上网查了一下。
Okay, here's what I found. If I want success, if I want good fortune for myself, I need to dress in black and I need to wear lots of jewelry.
但是呢，这是我所查到的结果，是告诉我说，我今年想事业成功，想发大财的话，我要穿黑衣服，而且要带很多的首饰和珠宝。
I shouldn't go to sleep before 1 o'clock in the morning, and I should sell my house.
就是每天我要在早凌晨一点之前我都不能睡觉，而且我必须要把我的房子卖了。
In fact, 2 nights ago at 1 o'clock in the morning, my truck had a flat tire.
就是两天以前，我的卡车就是在一点之前，我的车就是有漏气，胎破了。
Apparently, I'm not in for a good year.
看起来我今年的运气不怎么样。
And then I remembered what Peter wrote in his first letter.
但是这时我想起彼得在他彼得前书写的这个。
Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, we live with great expectation. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead.
彼得前书这样说，愿颂赞归于我主耶稣基督的父神。他承造自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。因此你们是大有喜乐。
According to Peter, even though I have to endure trials maybe for a little while, perhaps even in this coming year, yet I have reason to praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he has given me new birth.
所以按照彼得所说的，虽然我暂时要受一些挫折和磨难，也许甚至这一年都不会有什么好的事情，但是我有理由来赞颂我们的父神，因为是借着耶稣基督他的死，我们能有新的生命。
So I've been thinking a lot about fortune and prosperity lately.
所以最近我总是在想，什么是繁荣，什么是好的运气，什么是发财。
According to Chinese astrology, unless I change my life radically, my year is not going to be good.
按照中国的那个星运来说，如果我不把我的生活这一年好好改变一下，我这一年都过不好了。
According to Peter.No matter what I face in this new year, even if it involves suffering, as a Christian, I have reason to live with great expectation.
但是按照彼得来说，不管这一年我将遇到什么事情，甚至是挫折磨难，作为一个基督徒，我有很大的理由来有期盼，有这样的盼望。
So when we wish each other good fortune, and when we wish for each other prosperity, what should we be wishing for each other?
所以当我们彼此祝福的时候，说祝大家身体健康，生意兴隆的时候，我们到底要祝愿彼此什么呢？
The ancient Hebrew people also wished for prosperity.
古希腊人希伯来人他们彼此祝福的时候，也是有愿意他们的生意能够发达。
And so in Psalm 72, the psalmist prayed that the mountains would bring prosperity to the people, and that the righteous would flourish, and prosperity abound till the moon was no more.
所以在旧约里诗篇他这样写道，说大山小山都要因公义使民得享平安，在神的日子里一人要发旺，大有平安。
But there was another word than prosperity that the Hebrew people used, a richer word than the one we use for prosperity.
但是在希伯来人的时候，他们古时常用另外一个词，这个词的内涵呢比兴旺发达更加有内涵。
And that other word was the word to bless. In Psalm 67, the psalmist prays, "May God bless us."
所以这个字呢就是祝福赐福，在诗篇的67章这样写到，说愿神赐福于我们。
And this word for blessing is one of the richest words in the Bible.
我认为这个赐福这个词是在圣经里来说最富有意义的一个词。
To bless someone meant to bestow goodness, protection, favor upon someone. It was a way of expressing greetings and congratulations, praise and thankfulness.
希伯来人他们在用这话彼此打招呼的时候，这一次是说祝福是给予人良善保守，并且给他的喜爱，而且给他保守。
We find blessing in the first chapter of the Bible. We find blessing in the last chapter of the Bible.
我们在圣经的第一章就看到了赐福这个词，然后在最后一章，圣经最后一章也看到。
And we find blessing everywhere in between. From beginning to end, God is a God of blessing.
所以我们在当中，圣经当中，从前之后中间，我们常常看到赐福，而且我们也知道，这是从我们的神就是赐福的神。
In Genesis 1, when God blessed His creation, including human beings, His blessing indicated fruitfulness, fertility, abundance, rest, and harmonious relationships.
所以在创世纪的时候，最开始神祝福他的创造，也包括我们人，他这样的祝福包括就是说有收获，能够繁荣，能有丰富有余，并且能和他在他里面有和谐美好的关系，并享安息。
In Genesis 12, God blessed Abraham and promised that through him all peoples and nations on earth would be blessed.
在创世纪的十二章，神这样祝福亚伯拉罕，说借着他万国万民都要得到神的祝福。
And so when God blessed Abraham, he desired that Abraham would flourish and be fruitful and experience abundance.
所以当神祝福亚伯拉罕的时候，他是盼望亚伯拉罕能有繁荣昌盛，能够得到富足有余的生活。
And when God blessed Abraham, he placed upon him his favor and his protection.
所以当神祝福亚伯拉罕的时候，他把他的喜爱和保守放在了亚伯拉罕身上。
And when God blessed Abraham, he anticipated a harmonious relationship with him, and that through Abraham, he could experience harmonious relationships with all peoples.
所以当神祝福亚伯拉罕的时候，他是期望盼望他能够和神有这样和谐的关系，也借着亚伯拉罕，神也可以和他的万民在一起有和谐的关系。
But how would Abraham experience this blessing?
但是亚伯拉罕怎么样才能够经历这个祝福呢？
So like many people in Hong Kong, would he receive the newest iPad or be dressed in the latest Burberry fashion?
是不是像香港的那些人要得到最好的新的 iPad 作为礼物，或者是穿最时髦的服装呢？
How would other people experience God's blessing?
我们其他的人怎么能得到神的祝福呢？
Would they sip on festive green tea lattes from Starbucks?
是不是到星巴克去喝他们最流行的中国风味的饮品呢？
And so the question is, was God's favor and protection, was it mechanical? Was it something to be automatically received? Or was his blessing something that people could earn?
所以是不是我的问题是是不是神的祝福和保守是以机械性的或者是我们自然而然就可以得到的或者是不是这个神的祝福是靠我们要自己要挣来得来的
And on this Chinese New Year, Deuteronomy chapter 26 gives us a picture for how to think about prosperity and the blessing that comes from God.
所以在今天中国新年的时候旧约里面的申命记26章给我们勾画了一个图画让我们看到什么是真正的繁荣兴旺什么是神的祝福。
When we wish each other prosperity and good fortune, this passage helps us to understand how we can anticipate experiencing the prosperity that God intends for all creation.
所以当我们彼此给予对方美好的祝愿的时候这段经文能够帮助我们理解让我们知道我们怎么可以期望经历神给我们的祝福给我们的繁荣。
Now, when this passage was written, more than 4 centuries had passed since God had promised to bless his people.
所以当这篇经文写的时候400年已经过去了当神应许他的子民亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
And here they were, still in the wilderness, poised to enter the promised land, and yet they could anticipate experiencing God's blessing.
所以那时候他们在那里还是仍旧在旷野中准备好了要进入应许之地但是他们可以看见期望那神美好祝福的应许
And so at harvest time the Israelite was to bring some of the first and the best of the produce of agriculture and he was to bring it to the priest as an act of gratitude and of worship to God
所以当收获的时候以色列人他要前来把自己在田里面的出熟的产品农产品也是最好的要带到祭司面前奉献给神作为感恩的奉献。
Now notice what the worshipper essentially says in verses 1 to 11. God had fulfilled his promise to bless Abraham and his descendants.
请注意一下在这一章的一到十一节这些敬拜者就是实际上说的是神已经实现了他自己所应许的给亚伯拉罕和他后裔的祝福。
Throughout their history as a people, God had caused them to multiply and to flourish even in adverse circumstances.
在经文里我们也看到在以色列人的历史当中即使他们在最困难的时候神也使他们从一个人数稀少的民族成为一个又强又大人数众多的国民
God had rescued them from misery from toil and oppression in Egypt
神是从把他们以色列人从埃及的受迫害受苦爱劳苦之中解救出来
And God had brought them to a land flowing with milk and honey
神把他们带到了这流奶与蜜之地
Truly God had blessed them as a people
确确实实神给他们这个民族有特别的祝福
The first lesson we need to learn this morning about prosperity is thatBlessing is always the initiative of God.
所以今天我们要学的第一个功课就是说真正的兴旺繁荣是从神那里来的真正祝福而这个祝福从来都是神主动给予的。
God starts the ball rolling. God originates blessing. God establishes blessing.
神把这个祝福传递给我们，他是这个祝福的创始人，他是这个祝福的建立人。
There was nothing special about Abraham that God chose to bless him.
对于亚伯拉罕说，他没有什么特别是可以神让 觉得他配得要给他祝福。
The Hebrew people did not merit or deserve God's blessing.
希伯来人也没有任何配得这份祝福的原因，而且他们也没有做什么事情可以得到这个奖赏，神的喜爱。
It was out of His goodness and grace that God chose to bless them.
是从神的良善和神莫大的恩典，神选择祝福他们。
And so God caused the people to flourish.
神使他的人民繁荣。
God rescued them.
神救赎了他们。
God brought them to a land flowing with milk and honey.
神带他们到这流奶与蜜之地。
And so it is with us today.
我们今天同样也是如此。
In Romans 5, Paul wrote that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is how God demonstrates His love for us.
所以在罗马书第五章，保罗这样写道：在我们还做与神做，在我们还做罪人的时候，也基督为我们而死。这就是神怎么样向我们显现他的爱。
We were powerless.
我们是软弱无力的。
We were ungodly.
我们是不敬畏神的。
In fact, we were God's enemies.
而是更确切地说，我们是神的敌人。
But through the death of His Son, Jesus Christ, we were reconciled to God by the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是借着他的儿子耶稣基督的死，也靠着圣灵的力量，我们可以和神和好。
How fortunate we are! And how blessed!
我们是有多大的祝福？我们是，有多么有福气啊！
And so this is the first lesson. Blessing is always the initiative of God and the result of His unmerited grace.
所以，请我们记住这第一个功课：是神主动给我们他的祝福，而这祝福也是他给我们那我们不配得的恩典的结果。
The second lesson in verses 12 to 14 is that God's blessing should always lead to a responsive obedience.
第二个功课在12节和14节是告诉我们说，我们当顺服回应神的赐福。
We must always respond to God's blessing.
对于神给我们赐福，我们应该永远都是有我们自己的回应。
And this has always been the order of God's actions.
这从来都是神行动的这样一个次序。
First, God rescued the Hebrew people from slavery in Egypt, and then He established His covenant with them and gave them the Ten Commandments.
首先，神救赎希伯来人从埃及救赎出希伯来人，让他们不再为奴，然后他才建立与他们的契约，然后给他们的赐给他们诫命。
First, God sent His Son to die for us, and then called for us to live holy lives.
首先，神派了他的儿子来这世上为我们而死，然后告诉我们应该如何生活。
The blessing of salvation.Always precedes the command to obey.
在让我们遵守诫顺服遵守的诫令之前，总是有神给我们的救赎的祝福。
And so this is the second lesson. God's blessing should always lead to a responsive obedience.
所以这是第二个功课，是告诉我们神的祝福永远都要求我们有一个顺服的回应。
And the worshipper in Deuteronomy is a model for us because he said, I have done everything you commanded me.
我们可以按照申命记里面当时这些敬拜者给我们一个榜样，因为他说你的命令我都没有违背。
The third lesson comes in verse 15. When we live in obedience to God, we can ask for and anticipate continued blessing.
第三个功课是在第十五节告诉我们，当我们过一个顺服神的生活，我们可以继续祈求并且期待那持续的祝福。
You see, the proper context for wishing each other good fortune and prosperity is that we have been living in obedience to God.
所以当我们要彼此祝福，让我们彼此有更好的发展的时候，实际上是告诉我们，我们真正的祝福是我们生活在神对神的顺从当中。
Now I asked a question earlier. Is God's blessing something we can earn or automatically receive?
我刚才问了一个问题，是不是神给我们的祝福是我们自然而然就可以得到的呢？
And to think about that question, we need to think about obedience itself.
我们要回答这个问题的话，我们就要想想啊，思考一下顺服这个词。
What is obedience? Here is my definition. Obedience is the appropriate outward demonstration of an inward response of the heart to what God has done for us.
什么是顺服呢？这就是我给的定义。顺服就是说，当神为我们做的事情，我们内心所的反应是外在的表现，就是顺服。
Jesus gave some examples of true obedience in his Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣在登山宝训上给了我们举了几个例子，什么是真正的顺服。
One of the Ten Commandments is, you shall not murder.
他说，在诫命当中有一条说，你不可杀人。
I think most of us have been obedient to that command.
我想我可以说在座的各位都没有破了这个诫命。
But look at how Jesus thinks about obedience.
但是我们来看看耶稣怎么样来看顺服。
He said, I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment.
耶稣这样说，只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，就难免受审判。
So true obedience to the command to not murder must be accompanied by an inner heart condition in which we are reconciled with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以真正的说不顺服神说不可杀人这个诫命是要与我们心里对弟兄姐妹没有说动怒这个内心的回应来作为是标志的。
Or Jesus said that true obedience to not commit adultery required an inner heart condition in which we do not lust.
所以神说同样的耶稣说让我们遵守不犯奸淫这条诫命，实际上让我们心里说的是让我们心里不要动人念。
And so if we combine an outward demonstration of obedience with an inward heart response of obedience, then we can pray with the worshiper in Deuteronomy 26 that God would bless us.
所以只有当我们把外在的对这种顺服的表现和我们内心顺服的感动和真实的情况联合在一起，我们才可以说像26章的这些敬拜者说祈求神的祝福。
And God's promise is that he will bless those who obey him in this way and who live in harmonious relationship with him and with others.
神的应许是说他会祝福这样顺服他的人，也会祝福那些和他和周围的弟兄姊妹有一个和谐关系的这样的人。
And finally, in verses 16 to 19, having recalled God's covenant faithfulness and his past blessing, and having responded in full obedience to God, the worshiper now recommits himself to live in covenant faithfulness with God.
所以最后我们看了在16节到19节，这些敬拜者在回忆了神给他们信实的立约和以往的祝福的时候，而且在他们向神回应了他们真正的顺服的时候，他们又把自己再次承诺交给神，生活在和神的信实当中。
And amazingly, God recommits himself.To bless his obedient people.
令我们惊奇的是，神也重新把自己交给他的子民，交给他顺服的那些子民。
And so the final lesson of Deuteronomy chapter 26 is that this Chinese New Year is a good time to rededicate ourselves to be God's obedient, faithful people.
所以最后一个功课，告诉我们说，在这个中国新年的时候，是一个很好的机会，让我们能够重新把自己交给神，做他顺服的子民。
I think Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10 summarizes the message of Deuteronomy 26.
我想新约的以弗所书二章八到十节就对旧约生命记这二十六章做了一个很好的总结。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
以弗所书二章八节到十节这样写道，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
It is by God's grace that you have been blessed.
是因着神的恩典，我们得到了祝福。
You don't deserve this blessing. You can't earn this blessing.
我们不配得这样的祝福，我们也。不能靠自己的行为挣来这样的祝福。
God's blessing is His gift.
神的祝福是他给我们的礼物。
And in Christ Jesus, you have been created to do good works, to live in faithful obedience to God.
所以是在基督耶稣里，我们是被他做成这美好的工作，让我们能够在神面前过信实顺服的生活。
And so on this Chinese New Year, celebrate God's good blessings.
所以在这中国新年之际，庆祝神的给我们的祝福。
And commit yourselves to be His obedient people.
把我们再次交到神的手里面，作为他顺服的子民。
Amen.
感谢神。